treasury operations. Now each bank should have a treasury. This can be further divided into rupee treasury and a forex treasury. Rupee treasury, again it is subdivided. Forex treasury is again subdivided, depending upon the functions that bank has undertaken. So the treasury operation, which includes the investment of the organization, that is bank, into one, debt market, that is sovereign or corporate, and equity market, then mutual funds, then investment in derivatives and trading and the forex operations. These functions can be proprietary activities or can be undertaken on the customer's account. Proprietary means on their own they can do it, depending upon the fund position. If not, if it is a customer initiated, then perhaps they may give a they may act on behalf of customer also. Treasury, which involves the front office setup, I am referring to, is a front office, mid office, and back office. Front office, which is always, it is a dealing room, which is very highly sensitive. Mid office, this is the risk management. It is a risk management functioning, independent reporting to the asset liability management committee of the respective bank. And third one is the back office, where actually the record of settlement of the deals which are executed by the front office or statutory funds management which is done by them has to be properly classified and put it into our accounting, they are taking into consideration and closing the bank's books. Other banking business, which normally includes the residual category of which includes all those business of the banks that do not fall under any of the categories which I have explained just now. And this category includes the parabanking activities, that is additional activities, parabanking activities. Parabanking activities covers hire purchase activities, then leasing business, merchant banking, factoring activities. These are considered as parabanking activities and this is covered under the other banking business. Now, what are the products offered by the banking industry? Overall, I am not categorizing now. Overall banking industry, what type of products are offered by them? The products which are offered by the banking industry broadly includes deposit products, then credit products, then customized banking services. And apart from this, the generic products like deposit, that is demand deposit, which includes current account, savings account, or term deposit account. Then loans and advances, it may be short-term loan or long-term loan. And the services, there has been an innovation in terms of the product, such as the flexible term deposit. Flexible means you can have the facility of earning the interest at a defined rate at the time of opening the account, but in between if you need to use the funds, then in that case you can borrow it out of those funds which are made available or which are already put into the term deposit. So according to your requirement, if the deposit or that particular funds are getting moved, that is called flexible deposit. Then convertible savings deposit, where ideal cash in the savings account can be transferred into fixed deposit, that is coming under the convertible saving deposit. Means convertible means exactly you have to straight away, if balance beyond certain, say for 10,000 rupees, you have given instruction to the bank that beyond 10,000 rupees, when I have reached balance and thereafter any deposit which will be receiving in that account, you may please convert into the term deposit for say 30 days or 45 days or 90 days, depending upon your requirement. What is happening in this case, in the savings, you can earn the interest at the rate of 6%, and if you put the same over and above beyond 10,000, the amount beyond 10,000 is only, I am just for sake of understanding I am referring, this is no ceiling as such, it depends on the individual. So part of that, over and above that stipulated period, stipulated amount, if it is converted into the fixed term deposit, there you will get more than 9%. So 3% exactly you are earning more interest on that. So without breaking, just the earmarking, you don't have to carry any deposits, a deposit receipt. Amount will be lying in your saving deposit. It will be showing as a deposit as a whatever it may be, including what is converted into the fixed deposit. That also the balance they will show, or separately they can, bank can intimate you. So it is a convenient savings bank account or convertible savings bank account. It can be transferred to the fixed, so amount where the amount beyond certain limit is getting automatically transferred to the fixed deposit. Other banking products which include the fee-based services like that provide the non-interest income account, non-interest income of the bank. Now comes the branch banking concept. After understanding product, structure, hierarchy or the regulators, then different types of the banks, then kind of services which are rendered by these banks. Once we understand this, now we will discuss about what is branch banking. The concept starts from here. Branch banking, one of the most important channel of the bank and is the generally the most preferred channel, most preferred channel from the customer's point of view. Branch also referred to as the face of the bank, because that bank directly, branch that directly deals with the customers and meet the and interact the branch officials and available various services offered by the bank. So the branch banking means a location where the branch has, bank has its own branch. People are working inside the bank. There is a segregation of different services like a savings account, like a teller, then current account department, then bill handling, like that there are several departments. So what people used to do, they come into the bank and according to their requirement approaches straight away to the concerned department and get their services done. There is a head who is called as a branch manager in addition to the departmental head. So it, this branch is actually the face of the bank, the manner in which the services are provided. So always the branch banking people should always think that they are the face of the bank and they are servicing to directly to the customer. If customer is satisfied, you are satisfied. If customer is not satisfied, there is ample scope for complaints. Branch is the sales and the services channel. All the products can be offered through this branch. And the branch employee are generally responsible for both sales as well as services. Sales means to sell the product and services means to provide the services to its customers. The most common example of the deposit product of a bank is savings bank account, current account, fixed deposit account and a recurring deposit account, where at least once in a month customer has to or customer is visiting the branch and expects better and the best services to him by the branch people. That is the reason why I said the branch people are the face of the bank. The example of the bank's assets product, liability product, we have seen. Like all types of deposits are covered under liability side. All types of the credits, that is loans or advances, are covered under asset side. Personal loan, home loan, car loan, credit card. These are the product which are covered under the assets product. Because any of this, if you see and it is utilized by the customer, you are charging them the interest on it, charges on it, you are recovering from him, and there is a product and there is a income for the bank. So these are considered as an assets. Because unless and until it is having the value addition to offer the product, no bank will offer the products like this, and they should be comfortable with this. When a customer approaches to the bank for any of the loan products of the bank, the branch employee takes down the contract details of the customer and the record of the lead generated by the branch is kept with the bank for follow-up action. The front office activities that are involving the customer interaction are handled at the branches. For instance, cash receipt and payment, issue of DD or locker. Cash receipts, normally what happens, customer comes in the branch, approaches to the teller, deposit the cash, submit the slip, gets it acknowledged from the teller and he keeps it with him. If any point of time there is a delay or there is non-issuance of the acknowledgement, there will be a dissatisfaction to the customer, even though you have already credited the amount deposited by him in his account. There is a scope of complaint. This should not be avoided. So services, whatever is offered as per systems and procedures, must be provided to the customer. Similarly, is the issuance of the DD. Demand draft. A customer came, he requesting from the demand draft. What he should do? Demand draft application along with the check or deposit the cash. Counterfile he is holding within the given turnaround time. It is the responsibility of the bank to issue him with a pleasing performance, hand over the DD to him against the acknowledgement. If you give this DD, maybe with the extended time, maybe after 3 hours if you are issuing the DD, perhaps your services are not up to the mark. And you will never be satisfying the customers. So, turnaround time or within the given time, customer must be provided with the services in the retail banks. These services like deposit of cash or issuance of the cash or withdrawal of the cash by the customer, then issuance of the DD. Locker operations, facilities as a parabanking, it is provided by the bank. Branch is having the lockers, but if there are many people in the queue for the cash or there to seek the advice of the concerned employee and he is also in charge of the locker, and by virtue of his the big crowd, if he is not servicing to the locker holder, perhaps that is a negative remark by as far as services are concerned. The back office activities such as clearing and the account operating may be centralized at the different location which is away from the branch. These are the back office functions. Clearing at the back end, no customer can come, he can deposit at the counter, but deposited check is taken back to the back office for further processing. Activities like clearing centralized payments of the draft and other instruments which are related to the local area may be grouped into one center. It's an ideal situation. Certain other activities that are common across the centers may be performed at another place for the purpose of achieving the efficiency and the operation and controlling cost. For the purpose of controlling the cost, banks are on the verge of centralizing certain activities like clearing activities or servicing activities. All those activities are required to be provided or put a perfect manner with the given TAT needs to be fulfilled by the bank. Depending upon the products, what are the services that bank has provided? In general, several services which are offered to the customers by the bank branches, such as account opening, cash receipt, cash payments, then checkbook issuance, stop payment of the checks, closure of the fixed deposit and the premature withdrawal of the fixed deposit, issue of demand drafts and the banker check, safe deposit lockers. These are some of the services, And if you look at this, all these services except last two in this slide are made available online. So, online you can open the account, online you can withdraw the cash or transfer the cash, online you can very well put a request for issuance of the checkbook, and similarly you can give an instruction in case by chance you have lost the check and you want to give a stop payment instruction to your bank. Then in that case this particular online services can be. But if you are very near to the branch, you opt for personally going there and availing the services. Bank cannot say no to these services by virtue of providing the internet banking password and all other things. Okay. Foreign exchange services are little bit difficult because either, of course, it is not difficult, but to understand it requires a little more concentration, particularly from the point of view that the Indian currency is getting converted into foreign currency or foreign currency is getting converted into Indian rupees, and there is a different mechanism. There are specialized people, those who are, if you want or customer wants or retail customer wants to take advantage of these services, they have to invariably approach to the bank or they have to call the bank people who are dealing with the foreign exchange and try to get understand whether the services which he wanted to avail from the bank are offered by the bank or not. Gold retail. Most of the banks are offering the services of accepting the gold and they are making the payment against that gold. So it is a gold loan product. Then DMAT services. DMAT means dematerialization services. Shares which are purchased by individual, not in physical form but in dematerialized form, and if the bank is acting as a DP, that is depository participants, in that case account needs to be opened, as it is called as a DP account, and this account needs to be opened at the respective branch for further trading of that shares. Acceptance of the clearing checks, that is a common and most essential function of any branch which is functioning in that area. Deliverables such as checkbooks, debit cards and pins and the passwords. Then acceptance of the queries and the complaints, and releasing the queries and the complaints are most important from the point of view of retail banking. Investment services, if anybody wants to invest in certain equities or real estate as defined under the FEMA, or for the local investment in certain say mutual funds and all, these kind of services are also made available by the retail branch to customers. Then a standing instruction, that means any utility bill with a fixed amount, if you want to make the payment on particular date, you can give an instruction to your bank asking them to pay without asking him to release the payment and make the payment as instructed by him. That is called a standing instruction. This standing instruction will have a period defined, or sometimes there is no period. It will be continuing as long as the instruction given by the customer is not withdrawn or asked to the bank to stop it. It will continue like that. But by giving instruction is not, only giving instruction is not sufficient. At the same time, to perform these activities as required to execute the standing instruction, you also as a customer should fulfill your applicability, or you have to put funds into the account or whatever is required when you are giving the standing instructions. Similarly, the retail loan products are also the products which are assets, and these are, as I explained, it may be a home loan, auto loan, personal loan, education loan, whatever it may be the loan. So this is all about the services. In addition to that, emergence of the several other delivery channels are extended or external to the bank, and these banks branch, it is a branch banking, still it remains with the utility. Certain services you pick up off the cash from the customer's premises, or handing over the cash or depositing the cash after withdrawal from the branch to the customer premises. This is some additional activities also some banks are providing. Similarly, pick up of the checkbooks or checks from the customer's premises during the given time and deposit with the branch so as to process under clearing. These are the additional activities also which are normally covered under this. This additional deliverables. Then branch is capable of handling the diverse requirement of the customer in addition to the projecting the human feeling arising out of the personal relationship with the branch officials. That means under retail banking, when you are functioning as a branch bank, bank branch manager, and your people are there functioning for the services of, to provide services to the customer, it is expected that being a face of the respective bank, you should provide service with a smile. Thank you very much for this second chapter.